This beautiful story begins with a God who creates all things, including the human race, and declares everything that He made good. A problem arises in the story when human beings disobey God. Their disobedience results in separation in their relationship with the Creator God. How will they ever be reconnected with their Creator? Spoiler alert! God, then, sends His Son, Jesus, to pay the price for the broken relationship and offers restoration to any who accept. Now that I just told you the story, you don't even need to listen to the book. You can go straight to the Bible and read it for yourself. But if you want to have a little more of the story fleshed out, then keep on listening. Knowing the story helps. Today, our knowledge of the Bible continues to decline. Some people know very little about the Bible. Not long ago, I attended a meeting in New York City, and a journalist from one of the major news outlets said that he had colleagues in his office who did not know what the Easter holiday was about. It's understandable that we know less about the Bible today, since we don't teach it as we once did. The Bible used to be taught in public schools, but the Ingalls v. Vitale Supreme Court ruling in 1962 began the eventual removal of Bible teaching in school. That is part of the motivation for this book. I think it is good to have a basic understanding of the story of the Bible, but the Bible is a big book and can be very confusing at times. Maybe you have heard some of the Bible stories but haven't read the entire book. And, like me during intermission at Les Miserables, you don't know how the stories connect, or if they connect at all. Or maybe you don't know any of the Bible's stories and feel left out when someone at work brings up the current holiday, which happens to be connected to the story of the Bible. Wherever you are in your Bible reading journey, this book represents my effort to provide a basic understanding of the Bible's story. Simple enough, right? Not really. The problem is, the Bible is controversial. I realize that you can't create anything concerning the Bible without someone criticizing what you did or how you did it. I can already hear the objections. Well, that is your version of the Bible. Or, what Bible are you talking about? Don't you know there are several Bibles? Or, don't you know that the Bible is made up? Or, maybe this one. The Bible is just a collection of stories that doesn't tell a single story. Yes, I understand that no matter how I tell the Bible's story, naysayers will naysay. And that's okay. That will never change. From my experience, I've found that the best way to understand what the Bible is about is to read it for yourself. And I hope you do. But the controversies. The Bible I grew up reading had 66 books, divided into 39 Old Testament books and 27 New Testament books. I see two main differences with other versions of the Bible. The Bible in the Jewish tradition includes only the Old Testament, though they do not call it that, rather simply the Bible. Though there is a different sequence of books and different divisions of the text, the content of the books in the Jewish Bible is virtually identical to what I call the Old Testament. The basic characters and stories are the same. Throughout this book, I will use the terms Old and New Testament. The other difference deals with the Apocrypha. This is a group of relatively short books considered to be part of the Bible by some faith traditions like Catholicism.